know I had to do this, right? The video category that everyone loves to hate. Things that I did right with my 6-month-old baby. And if you don't like this, not my problem. Let's dive in. We're going to combine the first two. So non-dark naps and limited sound machine. One piece of advice that my mom gave me very early on is do not make your life easy now. Make it easy in the future. So I know some people are like blacking out their baby's room for every single nap, like, you know, sleeping sack, 71 degrees, sound machine pumping. That's great. And it might help them in the beginning and it might help them stay asleep for a long time, especially at first. But what are you going to do when you're traveling? What are you going to do when you're out and about? Or like when we took our baby on multiple vacations, we put him by the swimming pool. He just passed out. Like our baby can sleep anywhere because we never made it too comfortable for him at first. We kept those curtains open, very, very limited sound machine. Honestly, the sound machine was more for me than for him. Like I love the ocean sounds and the dryer. Oh my God, that one's my favorite. Next one is traveling. Our baby has already been on 13 flights and twice to Europe. He's been to Germany twice, 2 separate times, Austria, France, Switzerland. We've taken him all over the place. And I'm telling you, I know that it seems hard at first and it seems daunting, especially for you. Like this is more for you than for the baby. It teaches you that you can do hard things. And it is hard, especially with a formula fed baby. Like I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's no walk in the park, but it just lets you be free and lets you be happy. And it really conditions your baby to sleep in new environments, to smell new things, to just be around a bunch of different people, which I do think is very important for a baby's development. Then the same thing, restaurants. I think this is more for you than for the baby, especially when they're so young, but it just teaches you that like you have to let your life go on and your baby should be able to adapt to that and develop to normal environments and not have to use a screen the whole time. And I didn't even put screen time on here. No, we're not doing screen time, but I didn't even feel the need. The next one is swimming. We literally dunked my little baby. I think he was like 3 or 4 weeks when we first went swimming with him in a saltwater pool. I don't like to get him anywhere near chlorine, personal opinion, but saltwater pool, love it, especially when it's warm. We just put him straight in. He loves to swim now. He's not afraid of getting water on his face. He knows how to like kind of close his mouth and close his eyes when you put his head under. Like I think it's this natural reflex, but it's absolutely amazing. After that, it takes a village. Now this one is a little controversial. Yes, we had to buy our village. I've already made a few videos about my night nurses who really helped me for the first, I think we had them for 16 weeks or so, not on weekends, but on weekdays for a little while. But I also have to say baby care. Unfortunately, my husband and I don't live near our families. Like his family's all the way in Germany. My mom's in New York, my dad's in France. Like we don't have anyone near us who can actually help. So we did have to buy our village. And something like, oh my God, like you're a bad parent, you don't care. You don't realize that other people, just because they don't have to pay for it, they have other people helping with their baby. Like you should not have to raise a baby on your own. There's no merit in suffering. I don't know why we glorify like the suffering of mothers. Let people help you. So if you don't have the ability though to buy your village, I really, really, really recommend having a baby near people who can help, because I'm telling you, it is very, very hard on your own. The last one is I didn't marry a loser. Everyone's like, oh my God, how are you out? How are you at Pilates right now? Or like, how are you shopping? Who's taking care of your baby? My husband. He's not a loser. So it's gonna make a huge difference in your future. Okay, let me know if you have any questions. I love you.